Gardaí need to be sat down, need to tease these issues out. We need to be explained to us what exactly is expected, what our powers would be, what questions we are entitled to ask someone lawfully, and what actions we're entitled to, are expected to take. So that's really what our commentary is saying is, absolutely, we're here, we're willing to do anything that our country needs us to do, but it has to be logically thought out, well planned, well resourced, and proper training for the guards. We can't just send someone a yellow jacket to go out there to Lifford Bridge and sort out the problem. This is a huge, intricate problem tied up in legislation, human rights, procedures, protocols, and to date, we have made our contribution, we've tried our best, it has been frustrating at times, but certainly with what's been talked about in the media and in politics in the last couple of days, this is a game changer and it has to be done correctly and professionally. And we want to do it professionally and correctly and to the best of our ability, but it cannot be a repeat of the mishmash that we've had so far.
And also, to you know, we have to think of people's well-being. I can only imagine that the situation in ports or airports is done at a distance. It's done in a controlled environment. It's done where everyone is masked. It's perhaps done behind Perspex screens. Those are protections that are not afforded to a Garda standing out in the street.
No, Greg, it's not. And you know, you lead us to the issues there for personal protection and best practices. You know, we have to think about the logistics of, I know it's a small thing, but simple. If someone is on the side of the road doing a checkpoint for 10 hours, how are they going to get a sanitised to avail of a meal to keep them going? You know, it's just, it's a huge undertaking. And these comments are thrown out that, yeah, we set up an operation within 5 kilometres of the border. These things need a lot of planning and a lot of preparation. And that's what we're asked. And as you say, you know, every worker deserves protection, but it seems to be, we're being told, no, it'll be grand, just social distance. You can't social distance. What are you going to do if you stop 5 people that need to be arrested and taken into custody? What's the plan? What's the transport arrangements? You know, it's logistically a nightmare.